Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Corporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today. Let's call it by its right name, Piedmont Medical Network, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalNetwork.com. So we're very pleased to have with us today the almost brand spanking new auditor for York County. His name is Ryan Thomas. He brought along somebody who really knows what they're doing, Amy Wheeler. She is the senior deputy auditor, and I appreciate you both being here today. You didn't laugh at that, Ryan.
I laughed. I did.
You did?
Yes, sir. My microphone must be low.
Kind of.
Is that what it is? No, Amy's the best.
Here okay. So we always start off with some introductions.
Yes, sir.
And I think I'm going to let you go first, since
yes, sir,
the new guy.
Well, see, you know, I'm the new guy, and I have to be very careful, because you see, I'm in some hostile territory here. I'm from Gaffney.
Oh, my
so
God.
So when the people around here find out I'm from Gaffney, the first thing they talk about is football. So
can't imagine that.
You can imagine that, huh? So it's a good thing that Gaffney's got other division going to drop down to 4A this year.
Uh-huh.
So I don't have to. Maybe I won't get ribbed so much as it had been.
Okay. So go ahead. You were in Gaffney. You did what in Gaffney?
Yes, sir. So I was born and raised in Gaffney, South Carolina. I'm the former treasurer for Cherokee County. And after I was treasurer, I was elected as the auditor for Cherokee County. So I actually have 21 years of total of being a public servant for Cherokee County.
So what lured you to come to York County?
Time for a change. It was definitely. I saw a job opportunity come up, and I've kind of felt like I was as far as I could go with my career in Cherokee County. I feel like I got the county going in the right direction over there and wanted a new adventure. And
there you are.
And I'm glad I did.
Good for you.
Yes, sir. No regrets.
Okay. So, Amy, you got him. You're stuck with him. I mean, he is who he is, right? Tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. I have been with York County for 32 years in the same office. I started in the auditor's office as a clerk and have moved up and held multiple roles in the office over the years. Glad to have Ryan with his experience, having been in the position in Cherokee County. It's been nice to have somebody who understands how the office works.
Right.
So, that's
it. Okay.
That's it for me.
Yeah. So how many people do we have in the auditor's office, roughly?
We have 12, including me.
12 people.
Yes, sir. We have 12 members, and we are serving about 142,000 tax bills were sent out last year. So we've got 12 people trying to accommodate all these new residents. Sir.
So the job of the auditor is to do what?
So there's a misconception about that. A lot of people think we're, you know, auditing the books and looking at things, but that's not true. We're the office that creates your vehicle tax bills, your boating bills, your home, your real estate bills. And what we're doing is we're taking the millage rates that are voted on, bumping it off what the assessments are giving us based off of the tax assessor or the Department of Revenue, and we're auditing that bill to make sure it's correct. So when it goes to the taxpayer, we know for a fact that that bill is correct.
So you take the various pieces from the other departments.
Absolutely.
Put it into one thing and say, here it is.
Yes, sir.
This is what you.
We are as middle as you can get it. Yes, sir.
Yes. So I'm sure that you get calls from people when the new tax notices go out.
Absolutely.
Why did you do this? Why did you do that? And by law, we have to reassess, what is it, every 5 years?
Every 5 years, yes, sir.
Okay. And when does that come up?
Actually, we just had a 2025 tax year a reassessment year.
Is that part of the deal? You didn't have to go through that?
Amy did, bless her heart. But no, I was there for the tail end of it. Actually, my first week there. So my last week in Cherokee County, I calculated tax bills. My very first week in York County, I helped her calculate the tax bills. But those guys did a heck of a job of doing a reassessment. Their team that they had well before I came, they did all the work. They did a great job of it. And we'll have to do it again until 2030.
So to produce these tax bills, do you do that within your office, or do you have a service that you hire? that puts all this together? I mean, how's that happen?
So we do have a service provider, yes, sir. We take all the information and key it in ourselves. Once we have the information keyed in, we've audited it. Like I said, we go through and make sure all the bills are correct, our reports are balancing, or then our service provider does send out the bills for us.
142,000 of them.
Oh, that's a lot. Yes, sir.
Do you get any tax break from the post office for that?
We do not.
You got to pay the full rate.
Just about the same rate. Yes, sir.
Golly dang. Yeah. All right. We have, how can I say this? Probably fair to say a population explosion
we have
going on here in York County.
Yes, sir.
And so now what does that mean for you?
Yes, sir. Well, I could tell you going to that. Yes, sir. So in the census for the year 2000, there's 166,000 people in York County. At 2030, it's expected to be 375,000 people, which is an increase of 126%, which is astronomical.
So that just means that many more people you have to pay attention to.
Yes, sir. And go with that. So in 2023 for real estate, we sent out roughly an estimated 140,000 tax notices. 2025, we sent out 142,000 tax notices. So you can see not only in the projection, but you can see in real numbers that we are going up about 2,000 in every couple of years.
When does it get to be too big so that you have to do something else and different than what you're doing now?
Yes, sir. That's why we're always big on technology. We work a lot with our IT department on some implementing new strategies. We're doing a lot with AI now through our tax or through our IT department. That's really been a benefit for us. We're doing more on Excel. There's more benefits to Excel now. And Amy and I, we live and die by our Excel spreadsheets. I mean, these things are, you can imagine how big these things are and how much they cover for each entity that we deal with. And so by us having SharePoint and different things that are implemented through technology, that's really helped us out a lot, because that's the only way, with our staff staying the same size, the only way we can keep up with the growth is for our technology to keep growing as well.
So I'm curious in the actual process and how you do this. The assessment, the reassessments every 5 years.
Yes, sir.
But between those reassessments, there can or cannot be an incremental increase in the assessment that can't exceed a certain amount?
Correct. Yes, sir. It cannot exceed a certain amount. Yes, sir.
All right. So it's flat. Well, you get a new reassessment, but then before the next reassessment, it can go up incrementally a certain amount?
To a certain point in the state. The state gives us a letter every year telling us how far we can go up. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Now, with all these shining new faces here in York County, my guess is too many of them don't know about some of these lovely little tax incentives that your department or your county offers people if they're smart enough to come call your office or stop by and say, hey, look, I'm 65 years older, or I'm a disabled veteran, or I'm this, or I'm that. Can you help me out?
Yes, sir. And I'm so glad you brought this up, because I'm big on this. As I've told people around the area before, I encourage you, tell your parents, tell your neighbors, if you're 65 years old, or if you're a disabled veteran, or if you just have a disability in yourself, like if you're legally blind, there are tax incentives. And also, just a legal residence. If you've lived in the county of York for 12 consecutive months, you're considered legal residency. And so that's another tax break you get. And see, a lot of people who are coming from other states don't realize this. A lot of states call their homestead is their legal residency. They don't realize there's two different separate things you can get.
Whoa, let me see. So if I come in from New York City and I buy a house and I live in that house for a year, I'm entitled to some kind of tax break after the 12th month?
Yes, sir. After 12 months, your tax ratio got from 6% to 4%. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I did not know that.
Yes, sir. And a really good example of that is, let's say, for instance, you have a $300,000 house. Well, your house at 6% is going to be an $18,000 value. When you get your 4% ratio, it's only going to be a $12,000 value. So you can imagine the savings.
You get that after the first year? I had no idea.
Yes, sir.
I had no idea.
Yes, sir. And that's for your legal residence. So I encourage everyone, if you've moved here recently and you've been here for a year, come to the tax assessor's office in York County at our government center and talk to the tax assessor's office, show them proof of your residency, and they will give you that 4%.
Now, you hit on a key thing. You have got to come to the auditor's office. The auditor ain't going to come to you.
That's correct. Yes, sir. You come to the tax assessor's office for your legal residency.
All right.
The homestead, you'll come to us, and we'll get into that in just a moment. But yes, but first, you've got to establish your legal residency before you can establish your homestead exemption. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So that's all we're talking. We want everybody to know this. So if you're new to town, you've been here for a year, like I said, come to Tax Assessor's office, you know, apply for your 4%. And if you're 65 years old or over, come to my office afterwards, and then we'll get you hooked up on the homestead to give you an even more incentive.
So if you're brand new, your tax assessment is going to be based at 6%. If you're here for 13 months, all of a sudden it's going to drop to 4%.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
That's pretty good.
Sir.
That's pretty cool. All right. Now, for those who have reached the prime of their life at age 65 and York County looks at you and says, you know what, we're going to help you out some more. How's that work?
Yes, sir. So that's become the homestead exemption.
Right.
And this is a big deal right now because there's actually some legislation going on right now that's even going to help the residents out even more, depending on how the vote goes. It has been passed to a point. A lot of this new law is in the Ways and Means Committee right now, which means it's stalled. But it will start picking up soon, I have a good feeling. And so right now you're getting $50,000 off your fair market of your house. If it passes, though, either wanting to, it could go up to $150,000. Off your.
All right, so people understand, if you have a house that's assessed at $300,000, you hit 65, it automatically drops to $250,000, right? $50,000. But if Uncle Sam, if Uncle McMaster gets his thing through, that 300 could drop to as low as 150.
It could. Yes, sir. And like I said, it depends on, you know, once you get your legal residence established, once you get your homestead established, there's so many incentives that we can offer you. And that's why I'm here today. I really want people to understand, because people move here and they're like, my tax bill's so high, this makes no sense. Well, they don't understand. Like, well, actually, you are entitled to some kind of incentive if you hit the requirements.
Of course, if anybody moves to York County and says, my tax bill is too high, I don't know where they're from, because the tax bills here in York County are way low.
Yes, sir, they are.
Because we have no school tax here on your primary residence.
That's correct. So that's another incentive. So, you know, people ask you, well, how do we get our 6-4%? What does that mean? That just means that your 4%, that means your school operating is not included on the form when you get your 4% legal residency.
Sure. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you get that automatically at 65, the homestead, but you got to come.
You got to come and apply.
You got to come and apply. Now, there are some other exemptions for those who have been in the military or disabled.
Yes, sir. So we have an exemption for veterans that you know, due to combat. If you're a permanently disabled veteran due to your combat, you can talk to the Department of Revenue for the state, and you actually are tax exempt on everything. That means two vehicles, your home. We have veterans come all the time, and they, hey, we didn't even know about this. And so, hey, you for the last 2 years you've been paying attention. Taxes that you technically don't even know, and you're entitled to that. And we appreciate your service, and this is your incentive for, you know, providing that service that you get to your country.
So if there is a disabled veteran who didn't know about this and had been paying these taxes, these extra taxes, could they go back and get a refund?
Yes, sir. We can. Yes, sir.
You can do
that.
We
go back 2 years. Yes, sir.
Wow.
And a lot of this stuff, like I said, you know, it's very simple. Just come talk to us. You know, if you got a question, we don't mind. You just come to the window. Someone on our staff would be glad to talk to you, show you some examples of some things. We give you all the paperwork in the world that you would need. And we give you all the numbers to call, anything you needed. And we're glad to help, and we want to help. Again, you know, especially disabled veterans, we want to help you out. Our older senior citizens who have no idea that they do apply for two different incentives, we want them to know about everything. We encourage that.
Now, keep in mind, there are two different offices you can go to. You can go right down here on Heckle Boulevard.
That's correct.
And you can go up to the administrative building. Yeah. What do they call that?
The government center.
The government center, pardon me. The government center in York. So pick your pleasure and go get some help.
Yes, sir. And you'll get the same service at either one.
All right. Now, is there anything else in the way you said senior citizens, they get the homestead. Is there anything else the senior citizens would get?
That's really all they get right now.
Well, I want some more.
We want some more. Yeah, that's all they get right now. But again, if this new law comes out, their incentives are going to explode, because going back to the, you know, Senate bill I was telling you about earlier, that's kind of stalled right now. The last time it was even brought was February 24th. I went to the Housing Waste Committee. And so what's happening is they're trying to figure out, hey, let's get these people the best incentive that we possibly can, that the state can allow you to have, because we do get that reimbursement back from the state.
Now, that's the key thing right there.
Yes, sir.
If the state of if York County, just to use round numbers, were to lose $1 million, I mean, cash money.
Yes, sir.
Because of these reassessments, the better homestead exemption, then you're going to get that money back from the state.
From the state, yes, sir.
All right. So the county loses nothing on this deal.
We only lose money up front, but again, we'll get it at the tail end. Yes, sir.
Interesting.
Yes, sir. Very interesting. So, again, it's a good incentive to have. At the same time, the county is not losing any money off of it.
Well, we got to get the budget passed. The budget has passed the House. It has not passed the Senate yet. And here it is, June, what is it, June 9th? Election Day.
Election Day.
Yay!
Yes, sir.
So it's got to be done by the end of the month. Now, that could potentially put you into a tailspin, would it not? I mean, what would you do?
Probably the first year we'd have to figure out some things, because this could affect especially the smaller municipalities and our fire departments. It's probably going to affect them the most. Again, you know, they're going to get their money, but it's going to be on the tail end instead of the money they're used to getting in, you know, portion out in November, December, January. But they will get their money back at some point.
But, I mean, you would have to go back and tell your computer system, take $150,000 off every assessment.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. So that's going to be definitely a conversation we're going to have. So in September, the Department of Revenue is having a thing we call the Roadshow. And what they do is all the counties from across the state come and we meet, and we try to figure out our service providers are there, and we try to figure out the best way. Okay, how are we going to do this? Who's going to do what? And we all try to help each other with that, because it's going to be definitely a service provider issue once this passes.
And where is this Roadshow going to be held?
There's three of them around the state, but the one we're going to attend is in Spartanburg.
Spartanburg.
Yes, sir. June 9th, I believe.
I would love, not June 9th, just today.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Whatever.
September 9th,
I'm looking at this. I'd love to drop a microphone in on that meeting.
Yes, sir, because there's going to be a lot of good questions asked and a lot of people, a lot of confusion because, again, you know, they've kind of rolled this out and thrown us to the wolves because they haven't told us kind of where we're at this point.
Anything else as far as homestead exemptions?
No, sir.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody what we're doing here. It's called Straight Talk. We do it every weekday afternoon. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So what we do here at Substation 2 is real simple. It's not assessments. It's not taxes. It's fresh subs and salads that we do 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters, and we're all going to inform those out there why they should be in here. At the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice.
Garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Hit the spot, definitely.
Friends are great, and the company's great, and the food is fantastic. Bread's fresh, and they make my special for me every day.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Start your journey with a new auto loan. Get on the road with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. From city streets to off-road trails, your journey begins here. Our competitive rates can get you on the road in a ride that fits your lifestyle and budget, with no payments for up to 90 days. You can apply for a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days before you start shopping. Visit one of our many convenient office locations or go to foundersfcu.com/auto to apply for an auto loan today. Membership qualification required. See webpage for details.
More than 40 years ago, Piedmont Medical Center opened with a promise to provide compassionate, high-quality care. This year, we step forward as Piedmont Medical Network. 2 hospitals, 4 emergency departments, and hundreds of dedicated physicians evolving to care for you today and for generations to come. As we grow and expand, one thing remains the same: our commitment to caring for our neighbors. We are Piedmont Medical Network. Find a doctor at piedmontmedicalnetwork.com/about.
At Comporium, nothing matters more than community. For over a century, Comporium has kept its friends and neighbors moving forward with technology, community service, and philanthropy. Improving the lives of people around you is always what matters most. And because we live and work here too, Comporium is invested in keeping our community connected and thriving. World-class technology powered by local customer service, deep community roots, and people who know your name and care. That's Comporium.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Good fresh food, even fresher than Subway. And it's also on a paleo diet.
I like the people. I like the food. And being picked on.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Ryan Thomas, the new York County Auditor, is with us, along with the lady who really makes the office run, Amy Boheeler. She's the Senior Deputy Auditor, a job she's had now for how many years?
32
years. So what did you think when they brought this guy on?
Like I said, I was excited because he already worked in an auditor's office. Worked in an auditor's office. He was familiar with all the procedures, so a little less training, you know.
But you were the auditor beforehand, correct?
I was for 14 and a half years.
14 and a half years, and said, I want somebody else to do this. I got you. All righty. Now, you all are constricted in terms of what you do day in and day out. By state law, right?
Yes, sir.
You can't really waver one way or the other. You got to do what the law says.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Now, does anybody periodically just drop in and say, oh, we'd like to take a look at what you are doing, just to see whether you are doing it the way it's supposed to be done?
Yes, sir, we do. So we get audited every single year, and we're bound by Title 12 law. So now we can change our office policies, procedures. Don't get me wrong. There's different ways to do certain things, but we are bound by Title 12 law. And Amy and I talk about this a lot. You know, a lot of these laws were written back in the 70s, so it's getting really hard to take today's scenarios with all the growth we have and look at 1970 law and trying to interpret it. So thank goodness that we do meet with other counties. We go to these road shows. We attend our SCAT trainings every year, and we all try to stay ahead of the gray areas.
So the road trading programs. Do you find that all the auditors, your peers across the state, may say from time to time, this needs to be fixed, and then your organization goes to the legislature and said, fix this?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. That happens a lot. And we actually have a legislative committee on our SCAT team. SCAT is South Carolina Auditors, Treasurers, and Tax Assessors. And we have to do our annually, we do 18 hours a year, mandatory by the state, South Carolina. And again, we're learning new laws. We're learning, amendments. And we do work together and say, hey, this could be done better. Or, hey, this is an old law. We need this refined. Let's amend some things. Thank goodness we're in a position that we do have really good conversations with our legislators, and they listen to us sometimes, and we depend on them because we show them how important it is for something to be amended.
Yes. I mean, my Lord, you're the guys that you make generate the revenue.
That's correct. We see the influx of people coming in. We see the new vehicles being registered, so we know, hey, this is coming. We're vague on some of the projects we have coming in because that's more economic development, but we do know stuff's coming, and we try to say, hey, guys, this is going to affect us in one way or another, whether it be now or 5 years from now. So let's try to get something in place now before we're having to react later.
So I'm sitting here, and as we've been talking about our explosion in South Carolina people-wide, we're getting more and more people than we've ever had. We have over 5 million people now in the state of South Carolina, and that number is growing every day. I think I heard the other day that the Charlotte metro region, which we're part of, picks up 157 new people every day. Every day? That's amazing. Do the math on that.
Exactly, sir.
So I would think that these old laws probably are getting really old and out of date, and that you probably are having more conversations with your legislature about we need to change this and this and this?
Yes, sir. You're exactly right. And I use an example at every meeting we talk about this. The best example I can say, people say, hey, my Second Amendment rights, the right to bear arms. Well, that law was written, 200 years ago. With today's time, the guns are different from they were back then. We're not talking about muskets and pistols anymore, but it's the same law. Well, fast forward to where we are now with different laws and things happening, with the way we value things, it's the same thing. These laws were written back in the 70s when maybe two or three airplanes were in the county. Now we have 178 on record. So, and again, we're losing 1970 law based on, we're trying to figure out, what to do now based on how they wrote it back then, which had no intention of today's growth.
So how do you know whether or not everything is actually on the tax rolls?
Well, that's a good question. what happens is if you're not on tax roll, something's going to make yourself known. For instance, if you're not paying your taxes on your car, you're going to have a sticker, and the cops are going to pull you over at some point. They're going to notice, okay, this guy don't have a sticker on his car.
Okay.
Or your boat, example, for you know, a DNR might pull you over. Hey, your boat sticker's not up to date. So, you know, you might get away with it for a little while, but someone's going to find out that you're not on our tax roll.
So you may get calls from time to time to your office that
Absolutely.
Says, hey, somebody's running around here, blah, 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 blah.
Absolutely, yes, sir. And I tell you what, you can go to Walmart right now and go down the aisle, and I can find at least two or three expired tags. And I coming from Cherokee County, I had a really good program over there before I left where I showed the importance of the deputies and the city police officers. That, hey, if you see that tag, pull them over because that's revenue you might not be getting in your budget this year.
Yeah.
That's a bulletproof vest right there. Or, you know, if you pull that car over, or, you know, and once you started showing the effects of their budget, you know, we started, you know, getting these taxes started getting paid pretty quickly, I should say.
All right, let's go back to all these homestead exemptions. The exemptions, not only for homestead, but for people who've been here for more than a year. You need to, what do they say, off and on? Get off of your backside and on to the office and tell somebody because you're going to start processing new bills here pretty soon.
That's correct. Yes, sir. So we open our books October the 1st, which means, you know, early September we're going to start calculating. And one reason I'm so glad you have me here today, and I'm trying to promote all this for everyone, is because we want everybody to come in well before September to go ahead and, hey, do I apply for apply for my homestead or my legal residence? Because we want everybody before September to come and apply, because that could affect your mortgage payment. You could be getting an incentive and you not even know it, and your mortgage payment can go down. So we want you to, you know, be aware for so many reasons. Not only is it a benefit for you, but it's a benefit to our office as well, because that's less paperwork we're having to use, less staff we're having to use to go ahead and promote this now. So come on in office before September. That way, when we've calculated your mortgage payments, your mortgage company's picked up our tax files, everything's already been taken care of.
Right.
Yes,
so if somebody doesn't do this before September 1st, they're going to get a tax bill that says you owe X, right?
Yes, sir.
They may decide 2 or 3 months later, whoa, I forgot to get my exemption. Now, what's going to happen then? Are you going to credit them back somehow? Or?
We do, yes, sir. If they qualify, that we do. But it is a process, and it's something they have to get on with their mortgage company about, because there's going to be a refund possibly, and you know how big of a nightmare that could be. So it's easier, like I said, to do this now. That's why I'm trying to promote this summer, is really come out there, you know, and let us talk to you. Come meet us. Just come ask. If you've already got it, hey, that's great, you know, but at least you came and asked, because we want you to have this before our tax or calculate in September.
So now this has to be done one-on-one, face-to-face, or can you do it just call on a telephone?
Well, right now you can call on the telephone. We could tell you about some things, but you do have to come in person to apply for the first time. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
But once you've applied, once you have that homestead exemption particularly, you don't have to worry about it from that point on.
Yes, sir. You don't have to apply again unless you've moved, or if you're, let's say you're your deed has changed in some way or whatever.
Right.
But there's just a couple of small scenarios that could happen. But for normally, if you're, you know, if 65 years older, you're probably not going to, you know, move anymore. Once you've done it, you're done.
So, Amy, what have we missed? Have we made sure that people understand what's going on here?
I think he's covered everything.
Bottom line is these tax incentives, tax breaks are there. But you have to go check and make sure whether you qualify for it.
Exactly. And we'll be glad to help. But again, you know, we talked about earlier, we have our office in Rock Hill on Heckle Boulevard. And then we're at the York, at the Government Center in downtown York as well. And like I said, both staffs will be glad to help you.
Ryan Thomas, thank you very much. Amy Behealer, thank you very much for all that you do.
Thank you.
And remember, you got those breaks waiting for you. That's all you have to do.
Yes, sir.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, by Locksear with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. One more time, we're going to tell you what the heck we do here at Substation 2. It's fresh subs and salads. It's 6 days a week. And how we do it is in the white letters. And we want you to tell everybody out there exactly what we're doing in here at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.